And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
And Greg, remember what Suge Knight said from jail?
Right.
And yes. Said that the reason why
he
the
said, He said, don't sign me, bro.
Yeah, he didn't say
he said, don't let your night job affect your day job.
Shine prefers the rapper Suge Free Knight.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And then you go to like a Harry Potter wizard pop-up shop.
Yeah, it was last week. Don't act like you forgot.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The average person farts 42 times a day.
There's no way.
That's extreme. That sounds extremely high.
Right. And like, trust me, I would love to be able to pass gas. It just doesn't happen for me.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I guarantee that Nick Costos doesn't like a kiss ass. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
When it's so transparent and it's so obvious, it actually does make me sick.
Yeah.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
What up? What up?
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Wiggy, you made it to Brighton.
I did make it to Brighton.
It's a Patriots Monday.
Yes.
But we are far removed from that, the horror of Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here in the studio.
Yes.
Not at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, I went to Gillette this morning.
Oh, how was it?
It was good.
How was Foxborough?
It was good. I got to pick up two free ginger ales. Unfortunately, I didn't see the text message that somebody sent out Thursday night.
I mean, it's in the group chat.
Well, there's a lot of things in the group chat that you tend to, if you, let me give you a little, let me tell you how text message works.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you don't answer the text right away, there'll be a lot of messages. So when you do finally open it up, you might miss a ton. But my mother always said this, don't assume, because it makes an ass out of all of us. So now I know.
No, it's you and me. Yes.
No, but I'm talking about all of us. Every Sunday night, uh-huh, I will make sure that I will send a text message out to any and anybody saying, hey, are we at Gillette tomorrow? Because I assumed every Monday we're at Gillette.
I mean, we covered it, I think, a couple of times in the group chat.
No, it was one time. I went back and looked at it.
You should be able to pin a text, like how you pin a tweet, so that the text stays at the top, so like Wiggy can see the Thursday text until Ken unpins it.
Yeah, see, I don't know how that works.
But you can't.
Like, when you see a text that says on Thursday night or Friday, whenever it was.
It was Thursday night.
We are going to be in the studio on Monday.
Yeah.
Doesn't that stick in your
head? No, but I don't see it Thursday night.
Well, you were in the MIA, so you maybe saw it Thursday night.
No. But even if I sent like a text, and then if it's a group text message, if say you wait like 30 minutes before you open it up, if there's multiple text messages that comes, you might miss one that's at the top because you instantly go to the bottom.
Yes.
So I didn't see. But like I said, now I know. Okay. Every Sunday, I'll send out a text message. Are we at Gillette?
I, for one, appreciate the effort. You went all the way out to Gillette Stadium this morning.
I did.
And got all the way back here for the start of
that
the show.
That I did. So,
we can determine that you, Wiggy, are very demure, not very mindful, I guess is what we can determine. Is that right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
Is that saying demure?
Yes,
demure.
It is. Oh, yeah, that's that saying. Yeah. All right. Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and Gerard Mayo is normally on this program at 9 a.m. However, it appears there is an all-hands-on-deck meeting scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning. Read into that, if you will. Mm. Gerard Mayo will then join us at 9:30 on today's show. I don't know if he has an announcement about anything that he needs to get the fellas together for and make an announcement about who his starting quarterback will be on Sunday. I don't know. Maybe it's just a regular meeting, although it's not. He does not have a regular Monday meeting scheduled at 9, although this is a different week. Because you're coming off that Thursday night game, not a Sunday game. So I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know if that means anything good for Drake May or anything
I hope
good
so.
For Wiggy and Shime or anything bad for Jacoby
I'm
Brissett.
I'm sweating.
Well, be more specific.
How about Hammer to Shime? Boy, Shime, I got to give you mad props.
On which?
Didn't you say Carolina's the way to go?
Sure did, Wiggy. And I said Andy Dalton going to crush it. And he sure did.
He sure enough did.
Did LeBron take down his tweet saying that Bryce Young was treated improperly? Because, God, they waited a little too long to get rid of Bryce Young.
I think LeBron's got other issues with
Hey, Wiggy, I would like to give you a mulligan about our conversation when LeBron left that restaurant in Paris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to revisit that and say maybe?
No, I don't know what happened.
Do you want to apologize to Curtis and I?
For what?
Well, I suggested on the show that it was odd that he was leaving a restaurant in Paris, going out the front door with his NBA friends, and that several very attractive ladies were going out the back door.
Younger ladies.
At about 3, 4 a.m., and you immediately came to his defense.
Is there any information about what something happened in Paris? Did I miss something?
No.
Nothing in Paris.
Nothing in Paris.
So the Diddy connection seems to be like, maybe
so
LeBron.
Anybody who's went to a Diddy party was that potential freak off now. Let me see. Have I ever been to a Diddy party? Nope.
Have you ever been to a Diddy?
Nope.
You
did meet Diddy.
You did?
Yeah. One night.
When you went to shake his hand, did it slide off because of the lube?
Okay. No.
We actually hung out one night, but I never got to the invite to the freak off.
Was he nice?
Yeah. We were at, Jesus. Well, I don't want to say
Costco buying bats of things.
I'm trying. What was the Bahama Beach Club used to be called in Saugus over there?
The Palace?
Yes, the Palace.
Yeah.
One night we were hanging out.
Did he was in Saugus?
Yeah, this was.
Wow.
This is when the Palace was jumping, Courtney. Back then, I think you might have been like 6 years old. And it was like after a Celtics game, I remember it was Paul Pierce with it. We just, hanging out.
Yeah. So you it wasn't technically a white party.
No, no, it wasn't.
But you always were angling for an invite to the white party.
I always did want to go to his white parties because they seemed like they were good, but come to find out,
they were
freak offs.
Yeah.
Is there any doubt by anybody that P. Diddy doesn't last very long?
I'm worried. All the suicide watch reports, it's like they're setting it up for.
You think so?
But I don't think he would do it.
Well, because you think he has all these videotapes of people doing inappropriate things that are people of import.
I don't think there's really. It's not the Epstein was the politicians, right? Diddy's just all the people of importance are like other rappers, athletes.
He hung out with the Obamas.
Right.
Diddy hung out
with a lot of people. Yeah. It wasn't just rappers. It was Oprah. It's very connected people.
But I'm talking about his potential freak-off parties. You like start to see everybody. Like LeBron's brought up, I think, then Ray J was there. Or like,
well, Epstein wasn't all politicians. It was mostly just people like Bill Gates.
No.
And when Trump was there, he was not a politician. He was a businessman. It's all about people with a lot of money.
Meek Mill, French Montana.
Well, if something happens to Diddy, we need to get Britney back in here because we can re-record her audio, Curtis. And it can go like this.
Did the man die?
Diddy.
He did.
Did the man did he die? Did he? Did he? Yes.
Yeah. I know Jay-Z and Beyonce hung out with Diddy, so
yes, they did.
Who the hell knows what's coming? Yes,
they did. Seems like Greg's guy was on it from the jump, though. Eminem.
Oh yeah.
My man.
How about that?
His new songs?
Well, yeah, his song Fuel. He like acknowledges the big, and by the way, the guy, I say this all the time. It's why he's in my top five emergency best rappers ever. The way he lyrically exposed Diddy in that.
The death of Slim Shady?
Minus the P and the essays. And I mean, he absolutely told you about it.
50 been on it for a while.
Yeah, 50 has been on it for a while as well.
Could you make the argument that Eminem is the best lyricist of his time?
Well, Bruce Springsteen is probably.
I know Courtney would argue Taylor Swift.
Not even in the same stratosphere.
Does she even write her own stuff?
Yeah, she does.
An ad lib with ex-boyfriends.
I think her stuff is written by AI.
It's not.
Wasn't it Scooter Braun?
It's ChatGPT that writes all of her. So, yeah, it was Scooter Braun.
No, Scooter Braun stole all of her lullabies, if you will.
Oh, my God. No, he didn't.
I'm not going down this road.
You're not?
Nope.
You're not going down this road.
Don't do it, Courtney.
I won't.
By the way. What a win for your Boston College Eagles. You too. You must be ecstatic.
Good job.
Ecstatic. Except we're not back in the AP top 25. Well, you said that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. What's the matter?
It's a respect thing, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
come from behind win. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Terrible weather too for alumni. And credit to all of the fans, all the people that were in attendance, because a year ago, 2 years ago, I mean, 10 years ago when I was there, Curtis, that stadium would have been empty.
Oh, with any excuse to not go, you didn't go.
Right.
I would just say this about the rankings, and Wiggy's right, but Notre Dame is the biggest fraud every single year. So they sit, I think, at 15, 16, or 17.
16.
They're 3-1. Their loss was against an unranked Northern Illinois team who just lost to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Their big win was Texas A&M, who almost lost to, like, Georgia Southern.
Mm-hmm.
BC is 3-1.
Right.
Their only loss is on the road. I'm sorry, and Notre Dame's loss was at home to an unranked Northern Illinois team. Boston College's only loss was on the road against the number 6 team
number
in the country. Explain it to me.
It doesn't make any sense. You're right. Curtis.
But like I said, it doesn't matter because the most important thing is just being one of the two teams at the top of the ACC when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that. And I think BC.
Louisville keeps climbing the rankings, though.
But you play Louisville.
No, I know.
But
that's going to be the hardest one for
us. Think what it's done is said, or at least, you know, around here, and maybe it's that to seep in nationally. Okay, BC could be a legitimate, not necessarily contender, but they're for real.
Yeah. I also think Missouri, what hurt us this week was they barely beat Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt's not ranked, and that took overtime for them again.
Yeah. But that's an SEC game, and Notre Dame lost at home to a non-ranked team.
Yeah, I agree with you.
What are you two going to a game?
UNC, I have a big tailgate.
Ooh.
If anybody would like to, anybody would like to come.
I was going to ask.
Are we invited?
Anybody?
This is like the Christmas party all over again.
Right. No.
It was like a last minute. UNC. Anybody wants to come?
No,
feel free.
This is like a Santo thing. Santo's organizing the entire thing.
He is.
Yes. So UNC. That's November 23rd. We're going to be at that one.
All right. Excellent.
We're looking at a few others.
Okay. Good.
A big one this weekend. Western Kentucky. Can't lose it.
Yeah. Well, you can't sleep nowadays in college football. I think college football has shown you anybody could compete with anybody, whether it's, you know, Toledo blew out Mississippi State 38-3.
And UMass, congratulations.
Yes.
First win of the year.
Almost lost to a tough Central Connecticut State team, so it was a game that came down in a wire.
An early bye week.
How did the boy do?
He got not many reps, just he's getting crumbs, so hopefully they'll. One of the things he does well is he rushes the passer. One of the things that UMass can't do, they're one of the worst in the nation, is get to the passer. So hopefully they'll give him some opportunities.
Little parental critique of the coach.
No. Greg, they have two sacks.
Coach on coach shame, I think.
They have two sacks in four games.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you the facts. They have, in four games, they got two sacks. One of the worst in the nation.
Your Bulldogs in early bye week?
Yeah.
I don't like that, really.
I
think that they should have that bye week much later when they need it, probably.
Like a team like them, it's still the same thing. You're going to get to... you know, the SEC championship, and it's all about getting into the college playoff system. You know, getting into the college playoffs now, because we now know that the four conference, power four conference winners all get an automatic bid. So you want to be one of them teams, but you're also looking at it. If you're a team like Georgia, you have one loss, you're going to get in.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday, and we are in the studio this morning, and Wiggy finally made it here. We will get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes at 6:25 or so. And then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. And we will definitely talk about who David Pastrnak says he is reminded of when playing with Elias Lindholm. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up at 7 on today's show. Courtney has the news at 7:30, and the news, unfortunately, is not good from Australia for the woman. We've discussed her on the show before, the woman whose whiteboard manifestation goal for 2024 was sleeping with 600 dudes.
Yeah.
News is not good when it comes to...
She's behind.
600?
Yeah, 600.
That's nice.
The Australian goal. Chick?
Yeah, that's her. That was her.
She's
trying to manifest that. Yes, what?
Attractive as well.
Yes, she
like,
is.
Yeah. Very, very pretty.
I mean, we can get to it then, but I don't know how she's attractive. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she hasn't found 600, but we can get to that when we get to the news.
Yes,
maybe there's a shortage of men in Australia or something.
If you haven't looked up this girl though, like her quotes are nuts,
yeah, salacious.
Oh, did you see what she did in one day?
Well, yeah, she set up shop at a hotel in like Mexico during spring break and just put it out there. Said, "I'm in this room at this hotel," and there was a line down the hallway.
Well, I mean, she's behind. I mean, she needs to catch up. Obviously, I mean, it's.
I feel like she's behind a lot.
All right, then Boomer Esiason will join us at 8, and we'll talk NFL with Boomer and Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, on a Mayo Monday at 9:30 on today's show. But right now, Courtney with an update on what is trending this morning.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. A lot of upsets yesterday in the NFL. While the Chiefs hung on for a 22-17 win over the Falcons, the Niners fell to the Rams 27-24. The Ravens hang on to get their first win of the season over the Cowboys. They almost left that one go after being up 28-6 going into the fourth. They only win that one 28-25.
Curtis, I thought your guy Tom Brady did much better this week during that game yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought there was a lot more criticism. The grading of the Dak throws.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a little bit bumpy with him and Burkhart, but yeah, whenever I wake up and I don't see Tom Brady trending, it means he did well.
How fast is Lamar?
Fast. He needs to stop answering his own questions. I mean, if you're going to say, how fast is Lamar, and then answer yourself and say fast, you need a better adjective, I guess.
Speaking of Tom Brady, the Raiders fell to the Panthers 36-22. Hell of a presser from Antonio Pierce after the game. Here's what he had to say about his players.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Ooh. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, fighting words. A scary moment for Vikings fans as Sam Darnold, in a game where he threw for 4 touchdowns, went out after getting a late hit to his knee. He was cleared by medical staff, and the Vikings won that 34-7.
Bro, ooh. Sam Darnold is legit good.
Yeah.
Like, he is actually good at football.
I thought he was ruined.
Yeah. You hammered the shime on that one.
Yeah, Arcand was not convinced that the Vikings would win, and I was like, this is a great spot for the Vikings. Brian Flores, by the way, is probably the most underrated coach in football right now. He is dominating good football teams on the defensive side of the ball.
That boy Justin Jefferson is a pro.
Yep.
Steelers are 3-0 on the season with a win over the Chargers, who not only lost the game, but also Justin Herbert, who appeared to re-aggravate the high ankle sprain that he was sidelined with this week in practice.
Are we going
to
hear from Derek about how bad of a coach Tomlin is? I mean, another year, another team that's overachieving, 3-0.
Yeah, what about Wiggy's guy?
That's Justin that, Fields.
I wouldn't say Justin Fields has much to do with those wins.
Well, he looked this week. He looked much better than he had the prior 2 weeks. I feel.
I mean,
Justin Fields. Wiggy just wants to draft Justin Fields.
And to be fair, he only has one turnover so far.
That's it.
No, he's fine. I mean, he's doing exactly what you want him to do, which is not getting the team in trouble.
That is it. That's all you want. And use your legs to make some plays, and he's done that.
Well, Herbert was in a walking boot after the game. He didn't play in the fourth quarter. The Red Sox beat the Twins 8-1 and then 9-3 in a doubleheader yesterday. Tristan Cassis, the main headline of the day. Cassis homered in his first three at-bats in the first game of the day. Pretty good for him. The boys are on the road now, taking on the Blue Jays tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 56 degrees. What a god-awful weather weekend we had. Ugh. It is going to be 65 today, but good news, next weekend looks like we're back to 70 with some sun.
It is a Patriots Monday, and we will talk with Boomer Esiason at 8 and see if Boomer thinks it is time for a May Day to be sent to Jerod Mayo when it comes to the starting quarterback against the 49ers this week for the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jerod Mayo will join us at 9:30 after he has an all-hands-on-deck team meeting at 9 o'clock this morning with his guys. So
you may be on to something there.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a weird week. They're coming off a weird week, but it's going to be a regular week.
They get a little bit more practice time and install time if you want to start Drake May. And you it's not the same 49ers team that you're thinking. You know, I was watching Red Zone, and at one point they were up 14-0. I was like, all right, this game's over. And then the Rams were able to come back and win that football game. So I think if you're Jerod Mayo, you have to start looking like, all right, I mean, we can win games.
I don't care about the noise when it comes to ruining a rookie quarterback. But, I mean, I guess if you had your druthers and you're Jerod Mayo and you're thinking about inserting Drake May in there, do you do it on the road against the Niners, or do you wait until you can do it at home and
you're gonna be
and the Dolphins?
Against an angry Niners team too now. Yeah.
I don't know.
You just play him. I mean,
it's the NFL. There's no such thing as an easy way to enter it. He's gonna struggle. I don't think he's going to play this Sunday, but that wouldn't be the reason why. Get him in as soon as possible. Get through the growing pains on a team that's growing to nowhere, and then get him more ready to be a contender for a playoff spot next year.
Yeah. So you're leaning toward that home game against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I think most people are.
Right. That is the likeliest outcome, I believe, but who knows? Okay. Maybe Jerod will tell us otherwise.
All right.
Unless the plan changes. Like he said, the plan can always change.
Yes, it can. Like the plan for you to go to Gillette Stadium this morning.
I did. I told you from here on out, I'll send out a text message. You would think Ken would send it out, because I could be wrong, but I thought on Friday you might have said, hey, we got Monday, Mayo. And so I'm like, all right.
Well, we do have them.
I did say,
but every Monday, and we're at Gillette.
Yeah, except this one.
No, there should have been a reminder text sent yesterday.
No.
Should always be a reminder text.
I am going to defend the bland manager on this one. He sent it to everybody in the text, and it's up to everybody. We're adults.
No. But there's a million text messages.
It doesn't matter.
I was saying I always text on Sunday, just saying to clarify, we're going to be here tomorrow. I should have done that yesterday.
Right, but there's a million text messages. Like, I sent a story out, and then Curtis sent it right back out. So there's a million text messages that get sent
the
out.
The opposite occurred, but that's
okay. No.
When did you?
Did you see the one I sent?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. But maybe I did.
Yeah, right. So there's a million things that get sent out, and then all of a sudden you might miss something.
It's not that difficult to read through the text messages. I mean, you see one that comes in that says, we are going to be in the studio on Monday. Mental note.
Like, no, no, but I didn't see it. You sent it out Thursday night.
Do I have to remind you to bring your homework into school?
No.
Like, I mean, literally, what
yeah,
am I?
Yeah, but since when are we doing pop-up quizzes? It'd be like the teacher would say, we got a pop-up quiz tomorrow. Yeah,
when did you realize that it was not at Gillette this morning?
When I looked this morning, I was like, let me go back all the way through the text message.
But you were already at Gillette.
I was already at Gillette.
Oh. You're in the stadium.
Yeah, I was already in the stadium. So I went through my phone, right? There's a million messages here.
Was there anybody there?
Well, no, there was nobody in when I realized that what's the guy's name that's always there?
Oh!
Matt.
When I realized Matt wasn't there.
Jeez.
So look at, there's a million text messages, and then there's a million text messages. They're not all work text messages. Then there's a million text messages about your dogs and pitches and this and that and
what?
A million other things. God,
what a stray for Pudge.
No, I'm not saying that because it's like, it's not just a work text message chain. It's personal stuff, too.
So. I would say there is almost no personal stuff in that thing.
Can I also suggest that maybe Wiggy's the one that sends the most messages in that text group?
Correct.
Yeah,
but what are my text messages
oftentimes,
of?
Oftentimes, it is duplicate content sent by somebody.
No, stop. You're capping now. Because I'm about to find the story that I sent, and then Curtis sent it right afterwards.
It is weird. It is weird, though, because the reason that Ken said no Gillette Monday was a response to my text. We don't have Gerard tomorrow. We have him Monday, right? So you knew that. You knew we weren't going to have Gerard Friday.
I didn't even know we weren't going to have Gerard on Friday.
Oh.
I mean, I'm in Miami. I'm showing up at the studio on Friday, and if we got Gerard, we get Gerard. But I sent, and when I send my message to Shime, what are they?
Shime is lost weight. He's no longer plural.
No. What are they? They're about
all links.
They're all links, stories, this. They're all work-related.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they also take up more space than just regular text messages.
Right, but the problem, we should have two separate text chains. One for work messages, and then the other one for all the other, you know.
I mean, you're a grown-ass man.
No,
How old are you?
I'm 49.
Okay.
Right.
You and I are very similar in age. At this point.
Mm-hmm.
We should have, when it comes to work responsibilities and other things, have them sorted out.
No, but you have separate group text messages that are just work-related. So you probably got another text from Ken. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow we got to put this read in, or we got to make sure we're hitting this sponsor here.
Yeah.
And
I'm in the one.
Just so we're all on the same page here, I have found the most recent duplicate story. It's right under Summer Book Week 10. 19-7 on August 22nd. Well done. Great ratings, everybody. It's beneath that is a tweet from myself from Twitter with Colin Cowherd saying that the Chiefs have officially become the Patriots dynasty. Immediately following it, The Herd, Instagram. So one was Instagram, one was Twitter. The exact same piece of sound sent by Wiggy Wiggum.
No. There's another one, but like I told you, I got so many text messages here.
Hold on. I got a text from Ken Laird. The bland manager. The boss. Sounds like somebody's Miami night job affected their day job.
Oh.
Nope.
That is a good point.
Got him.
I get so many random personal messages.
Popular.
No, from in our group chat that I put it on silent.
Okay, that's not Ken's fault.
So then when
got him.
So when I go back and I look at it, I'm not looking at the text as they come through at that exact moment. It might be 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like I said, now I know every Sunday I'll say,
in.
Are we at Gillette?
Quick little check-in.
Yeah, quick little check-in, because I know now Ken's liable to send it on a Tuesday. And guess what? It's Tuesday. We won't be at Gillette next Monday.
Great use of the word liable.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here.
Yes.
You won't be a part of the Boomer interview when we play the Boomer interview back.
That's all good.
But that's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, so we will get to Boomer Esiason coming up at 8, but right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Fritter and waste, the owls in an offhand
Hailsheim. That is Pink Floyd. Nice lead this morning to start. And your lead, good morning.
Well, can I say something before he jumps in and goes to his lead? Thursday, 11:31 a.m., I sent a story about Lions head coach Dan Campbell selling his house because of security reasons.
Yep.
And then Thursday at 6:03 p.m., Curtis sends a story.
Oh, really?
Lions coach Dan Campbell selling his house because of security reasons.
Wow. I would like to make a Wiggy-like amendment. Okay. You are all barred from sending stories for the next day prior to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't want
to
hear it.
Because you send stories at 10:05 a.m.
Am I right? Yeah, I send stories.
If you send it back-to-back, it's a little bit different.
No.
Of course it is.
Nope. That was at 11:30 a.m. Thursday.
I'm telling you
and
this way.
Greg, what time is?
Do you understand what back to back means?
That's like 7 hours
it's
later.
It's like seven hours later, right? Yeah, and then it says Lions Dan Campbell from Curtis selling his home.
But work with me here. Wiggy's mad at Ken about sending notes too far in advance.
Nope.
But he's texting about the next day's show at 10 a.m.
Well, that's called. That's
you
called,
do have like an hour.
Called being
you
a good worker,
every,
right?
You
Greg?
Do it. You do it every day.
But isn't that what it is? Greg says we work nonstop.
So I do say that we work all day. We work 24 hours a day. It's
so
a 24-hour-a-day job.
I might get off the radio, see a story, and guess what? Boom, send it.
I think you drive somewhere and you sit in your car for like an hour because it's always like an hour after the show. There's 30 minutes where you fire off.
I send multiple stories as I'm going throughout. Greg, like he said, I don't stop working for the show.
No.
10 o'clock.
None of us do.
Even though I might not be on the air talk, I'm sending stories, information.
Right. You're not darting off to yoga as soon as the show ends.
I'm not in.
Sorry for taking care of my body.
I'm not in there sending pictures of myself and getting massages or.
Why is this amazing?
Or walking my child through South Boston in the water and taking pictures of airplanes.
I've literally never sent a picture of myself and James walking around Boston.
Well, you take pictures of the skyline.
Right, on my Instagram, in our text thread.
You want me to go back and pull up group text messages?
Sure, I don't. Greg, do I send personal photos to the group text?
Really? No, you don't. Not really.
Honestly, he's a handsome guy. I should do it more.
No, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with
this. This is shocking.
By the way, it's all over this entire thing in which everybody is catching shrapnel. It's all about him going to the wrong place this morning.
Somehow that's related to Dan Campbell.
All right, Chaim, your lead. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Quickly for you here, this is a clip of Nick Saban talking about Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
You guys have heard me say before, quarterback is a really hard position to play if the people around you don't play well. So do they have the kind of players around Bryce Young that even gives him a chance?
Nick, I appreciate you. You're the greatest college football coach of all time. Sir, Andy Dalton just went and threw for over 300 yards with those exact same weapons. Bryce Young couldn't crack a buck 50. Mm. Like, look, sometimes quarterbacks are just bad, and sometimes simply switching the quarterback changes the entire complexion of an offense that you think might suck otherwise, i.e., the New England Patriots. Like, maybe, just maybe, and this is completely hypothetical because we don't know. We haven't seen it yet in a full game. But just maybe Drake May starts, gets a full week of practice, and the offense just looks a lot better because he's just better than Jacoby Brissett. There is that chance. I understand that there's also a chance it goes the other way. I'm willing to accept that. But at the same time, I think there's a stronger chance that the offense is better. So simply let's put Drake May in over Jacoby Brissett, please, and let's move forward. Thank you.
That's it.
That'll do it, Greg. That's simple as that, bud.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
They gave away a haul to get him, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's you're putting that on the Panthers staff when it comes to that mistake.
Oh, yeah, that's David Tepper overreacting to the hype of a college player and going up to number one and not knowing who you wanted. Like, that's the issue. It's bad process. If you're going to trade from 9 to 1, you should know exactly who you're taking when you make the trade. It's just like what the 49ers did with Trey Lance. They went up to 3, and they're like, we'll figure it out between Mac Jones and Trey Lance, and come to find out, both of them sucked.
Didn't he fire his coach after week 11 into his first year?
That is correct, Wiggy.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the owner over there. Like, he has no patience.
All right, Chaim, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I sent a couple photos of James to the group chat from the weekend. So I heard Chaim on Saturday, and he does a great job every Saturday talking about Alex Van Pelt and you very well may be right that Alex Van Pelt sucks. Could be true. He was like the 13th option. But I don't blame Craig Breslow for sucking at his job because he was the 13th option by the Red Sox. I blame John Henry for the organization not being willing to aggressively spend for the reason that there's not other talented executives that wanted to work for the Red Sox. I don't want to hear anybody else get shrapnel other than Robert Kraft. This organization has gone cheap. And I watched the games yesterday. The 4 o'clock window was spectacular. What a product. And, you know, the Patriots are a decent offensive line away from having a season with relative contention. Not Super Bowl dreams or any type of aspirations towards a championship. But the reason they're not is because they elected not to spend what was required to make the team talented enough to contend. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And Alex Van Pelt would be a better offensive coordinator incrementally because he would have more talent to coach. I don't know what his ceiling is, but you cheaped out with the coaching staff, you cheaped out with the roster, and it's infuriating because they're outside of the Chiefs. There's really not great teams in the NFL. And we could have had a season, but instead we had this.
And that, in your mind, is only on one person.
That's it.
Not on Elliott Wolff, not on...
He is in charge of everything.
Yeah.
It's his team. And you can't walk around going, I found this guy 5 years ago, and then say, oh, I don't know what's happening to this organization. Both of those don't work.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, great lead. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. It is a Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason on this show at 8 and Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots at 9:30, but there are leads remaining this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning, everybody. With NFL Sunday and college on Saturday, there was a story over the weekend that broke, really broke on Friday, but I was following it throughout the weekend, that I didn't want to go through a show, the Monday show, without talking about. Weird, weird story out of Tufts. An investigation was launched at the university after 12 members of their men's lacrosse team were hospitalized. They were diagnosed with rhabdo.
Yeah, they got the rhabdo.
Yeah.
Danielle got the rhabdo on the old show.
Really?
Yeah, she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like she almost died.
It's a lethal diagnosis. I mean, there's different variations of it.
What is the rhabdo?
Yeah, what do you get that?
Your muscles basically disintegrate. If you exercise too much.
Yeah. Huh.
Your muscles start to disintegrating into your blood.
Jesus.
Believe it or not.
And it, like,
it's why I've told Trainer Dan we need to tone it down a little bit on the workouts.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
But they were all partaking in a workout with an alumni who was a Navy SEAL. Mm. And as of Friday, going into the weekend, 5 members still hospitalized the weekend. Jeez. This is a story that, I mean, the investigation, hopefully that this is just a very freak accident, but to have a lacrosse team and 12 of your members get sent to the hospital after a workout seems bizarro.
Yeah. Must have been a pretty intense workout.
But a pretty intense workout, but Tufts lacrosse is like one of the best in the country. They're national champions. Like, to have these D1 athletes.
So what are you trying to say? That there's something, going on?
This seems...
She's saying there's something up in the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, like what? In what way, though?
I've known one person. I didn't know that Danielle had rhabdo, but I knew one girl who had rhabdo, and she had it right before a wedding. She was working out really hard before a wedding, and she got it.
Yeah.
But hers was not that severe to be hospitalized.
So, but I'm asking
these
you,
very healthy guys. Yes, so, I feel like something's
just
like up.
An incredibly intense workout.
Right, but do you think they would that they
weren't working out enough or something?
No, that this person who was ever training them went way overboard.
Yes,
that's why.
Yes. Yeah, one hardo Navy SEAL.
Okay,
I would imagine.
All right.
I would guess.
To have 12 on a D1 athlete sent to the hospital.
D3.
Well.
Yeah, aren't they?
Tufts? Lacrosse?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but still.
Still, national champions.
Yeah. Okay.
To me, this was a bizarro story.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I didn't get to watch it, and I think that this was a drop the ball. And we talked about this, so I brought this up, I can't remember last week, about the WNBA. Drop the ball that you had your opening weekend for your WNBA playoffs, and I who knows what the ratings will look like, but you had them all on Sunday, all yesterday. And so I don't know how many...
Because of football. Should have stayed away from Sunday.
Yeah, you should have stayed away from football. I know you want to stay away from... I think the season ended on like Thursday, and I know obviously you want to stay away from Saturday and Sunday.
And a huge weekend series with the Twins with the Sox.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like that was a window...
Didn't you suggest at one point they should move their season entirely?
Yes, and I think this is probably... When you start to, I thought that the season, the women's WNBA should be during the regular men's year.
Yep.
And then you're able to capitalize off of women's college basketball, the NBA, college basketball, all of that stuff. The biggest part of your time right now is during football season in. Sometimes scheduling wise, you might be going up on a Sunday or a Saturday.
Yeah.
Which so if you're the WNBA with all the publicity that you had,
don't compete against the NFL.
Yeah, maybe move your season to when women's basketball, or even like earlier in the spring. So when the championship is like sometime in June or July,
then you're going to go up against the NBA championship.
But there's a way that you could probably schedule where your championship is July. Or August. You know, so.
All right, Wiggy, thank you
very much. You could stagger it like they do with the men's and women's college March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Right.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, you know, especially with all the stuff, like, that's been going on, and then your opening playoff weekend is on a Sunday that nobody watched.
I that is a great point, and I thought it was a great point when Curtis sent it in the group chat about an hour ago. Excellent. Thank you. It's been quite some time, but my lead this morning is from the island.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
When I talk about the island, it is, of course, Mac Island, where I haven't been in a while. But rumors continue to swirl that the next quarterback of the Miami Dolphins will be Mac Jones. And so, this is not me speaking. This is Devin McCourty, who said over the weekend he believes that it is a likelihood that Mac Jones ends up as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, and that Mac desperately wants the opportunity to avenge his treatment here and show that he can be a winning quarterback in the NFL. If you were the Dolphins, would you give Mac Jones a shot, Wiggy?
I mean, I would, because look at Sam Darnold. I know that Shine brought that up. You look at, I know they didn't win, but you look at Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. You look at Geno Smith. You look at all these quarterbacks that might need a change of scenery and then get another opportunity somewhere else. And just the coaching style and everything else maybe unlocks
I don't know who else they're going to get. I mean, their quarterback is probably out for a while if those ribs are broken.
They got Snoop Huntley, Greg, also a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
But, Greg, can you make me a promise?
Yes.
When Mike McDaniel, a guy who saw Mac Jones twice a year, two straight years, so four times in total, tells you he thinks Mac Jones stinks by not going and trading for him, you'll never, ever bring this up again. Please make that promise to me. Okay. When it happens, please make this promise to me.
Never again.
Thank you. That's all I ask.
That's fine. That is fine. So, Shime, you would not be somebody who thinks the Dolphins are going to make that move.
No. And there's not a chance in
hell. Well, who's out there? Like, when you start to
nobody,
think.
Nobody, really.
Like, Tua's coming back. They don't need to. Like, as much as we don't want him to come back, as much as we think he shouldn't come back, he's coming back. And it's probably only like 2 or 3 weeks from now. It's probably the week after the Patriots game, or maybe 2 weeks after the Patriots game.
Okay. All right. Well, those are the leads this morning.
See, I thought Tua would be out for like 8 weeks, and it'd be.
I think he might be out for. But Shime's right. What did they say? At least 4 weeks. And so we're at two now, or one week.
And I wish, judging by Mac's social, that one day I love something as much as Mac Jones loves individualized restaurant menus to commemorate big events.
Gosh.
Sip and sizzle at Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah, well, they were celebrating their fifth anniversary.
Not very environmentally conscious, just printing those puppies.
I'd call Cleveland and go get Jameis Winston eating dubs. I mean, I'd rather him over Mac if I really had to.
Call Indy and get Joe Flacco.
That's another one. But then again, Anthony Richardson's going the wrong way.
That is not looking pretty.
I noticed that Shime hasn't played his pre-NFL draft take on AR-15 the way he did about Bryce Young. When are we going to get that one?
Well, I mean, I said within 5 years he'd be a top five quarterback.
Oh, but Bryce Young already sucks. It's only 2 years.
Yeah, because I said Bryce Young would suck right away, and I was right.
But there are a lot of teams.
Anthony Richardson still got 3 years left.
So you expected him to look like this?
I expected it to be a little bit cleaner than it is. I also expected them to run him way more than they do, which is shocking. Read options constantly.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are going to get to They Said It next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said in sports. And then Courtney has the news coming up at 7:30.